So I would like at this point to move to the public comments, and I therefore close public comments speaker cards. And I do have a couple of public comments. Do we have more? Thank you. And I would like to have Ms. Monica Germelin, please. Thank you. Oh, we didn't do public comment. Three minutes.
Hello, my name is Monica Germelin, and I'm the Central Coast Outreach Specialist for the Environmental Justice Coalition for Water. EJCW works with disadvantaged communities affected by high nitrate levels in their drinking water wells throughout Salinas and the Pajaro Valleys. Today I will be speaking about our engagement with the Johnson Road community and last month's Environmental Justice Community Forum, which took place in North Monterey County, not too far from where we're meeting today. In the Johnson Road community, more than 30 homes are affected by nitrate levels above the maximum contaminant level. A few have levels over 200 milligrams per liter of nitrate as NO3, several more over 100 milligrams per liter, and it is important to note that we are missing data for about half of the neighborhood. Due to these troubling numbers, EJCW has been working with the community for a few years now, and with the support of your board and strong community partners, we have been able to provide interim bottled water for over 30 households affected by high nitrate levels. The community is extremely grateful for this assistance, and we would like to echo that sentiment. The Johnson Road community is currently working towards finding a long-term solution to address their water needs. EJCW, along with various community partners, has been working to help encourage new community alliances to discuss water issues, raise awareness, and educate residents to be a part of the decision-making process in their search for a long-term solution. Last month's EJ Community Forum was used to promote this very cause. Because of the strong community leadership, the EJ Community Forum was a huge success. We had a great turnout of about 30 people, which included 8 or 9 who had not been previously involved and who may have been unaware of the nitrate levels in the community. The highlight of the forum was definitely the display of community interest and involvement, due in part to the strong outreach efforts of our community partners. We thank Central Coast Board staff for their support and participation in the forum. Through the forum, we learned that several members are interested in a Cal Water extension, but have concerns over possession of their existing well if a connection is established. They also hold concerns over the out-of-pocket cost and questions and concerns regarding overall costs of fees from Pajaro Valley Water Management Agency, Monterey County Health, and overall monthly cost of a long-term solution. Requests they expressed from the board include a potential extension of bottled water deliveries, support for a potential grant application that would include the service lateral and project capital costs, testing for source tracking to identify the cost of groundwater contamination in the community, funding for nitrate pollution prevention. The last two requests stem from the fact that Monterey County data shows nitrate levels have been steadily rising in drinking water wells in this community. And if the trend continues, even more wells will soon rise above the state MCL. It is important to note that the Johnson Road community is not just interested in finding a long-term solution for their water needs. They are interested in ensuring future generations can have a safe water source, without nitrate and other contaminants. We all want safe drinking water for their whole community. We don't want to simply cover up the problem, we want to combat it. Communities cannot face these challenges alone. Strengthening the ag order is imperative to help communities such as this one not only be informed on the current rise of nitrate levels, but also to prevent future increases in the contamination of their water sources. Thank you.
Thank you. The last public forum speaker card is Mr. Steve Shemek.
Steve Shemek, the Otter Project in Monterey, Coastkeeper. So this is kind of a little bit of an odd mix, but what I want to bring to your attention is the September 1st, 2016 report on imidachlorid done by DPR. And this cuts across many issues, including, frankly, urban stormwater, municipal stormwater permits, because imidacloprid can be bought over the counter. I have some at my house, so it cuts across many issues. That's why I'm bringing this to your attention. I'm going to read just some things straight off the report, literally the first sentence. Imidacloprid is the largest selling insecticide in the world. Imidacloprid is highly water-soluble and is relatively stable in the environment. Imidacloprid and other neonicotinoids have come under scrutiny in the last few years as suspects in pollinator bee colony losses associated with colony collapse disorder, CCD. The calculated half-life with initial imidacloprid concentration of 50 micrograms per kilogram under standard laboratory conditions, jumping ahead just a little bit because it lists those standard laboratory conditions, range from 100 to 1,230 days. So that's the half-life. Top 10 uses sites for imidacloprid in California in 2014, according to pesticide use reports. Top 10, number one, wine grapes. By an order of magnitude, by five times as much as the number 10 on the list, but then the list is much longer than that. Number 10 on the list is head lettuce. So where head lettuce in the state of California used 12,471 pounds, wine grapes used 56,254 pounds of imidacloprid. Pursuant to Section 13145D of the California Food and Agricultural Code, imidacloprid is on the CDPR groundwater protection list, a list of pesticides identified by CDPR that have potential to pollute groundwater. I don't know if you can see this, but that's the increase in use in imidacloprid in water over the past few years. And then this is the number of exceedances over the last few years. And you can see that the number of exceedances in water samples has absolutely 100% skyrocketed. And that's my words, not theirs, but I think it tells a story. When you look at sensitive vertebrate organisms, it was not by chance that I mentioned rainbow trout. As far as fish goes, rainbow trout is probably the most sensitive species to imidacloprid, and rainbow and steelhead are obviously closely related. That's it. Thank you so much for this opportunity to comment.
Yes.
That's a new pesticide to me. Can someone spell that for me, please, so that I can follow?
You looking at me? Yeah, I was going to put it on the screen
Steve,
for you.
Steve has the info right on the tip of his fingers.
I was going to put it on the screen.
I-M-I-D-A-C-L-O P-R-I-D, imidacloprid.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in a spelling bee. Thank you.
You passed.
Were. You
Thank
passed.
You. You know, for what it's worth, the neonics are also highly toxic to bees and have been discussed as being potentially part of the, you know, colony collapse disorder that we've been hearing about in the news.
Thank you. So this will close the public forum.